path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo! Make it quick.
Make it quick, kids.
That's what Zuko said.
Go.
Make it quick. I'm sick of your crap. We're running behind. Mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. Very, very good. Yeah. Everything's good. My mom's
How's she feeling?
And she's,
she had what thing?
She had surgery.
She did. When was that?
Today.
Oh, nice. This morning?
And it went, and it went...
swimmingly?
Well, first of all, I thought that there was, if I'm being honest, I wouldn't have said this beforehand, but it'd been delayed once. I thought there was like maybe a 20% chance that it would even happen.
Right.
Just based on lots of things, but I, of course, wasn't going to say that, and so I was happy that it happened, and then when it was all said and done, it went even better than they thought.
Oh, good.
So, like, major things that I won't get into because it's her private life,
sure.
But some stuff that she was expecting to have to live with afterwards.
Oh, that didn't happen?
It didn't happen, that they
what
were able
told
to
me
avoid.
About?
I probably told you about it. Yeah,
nice.
I'm sure I told you about it. So,
well, that's a big deal.
That's a big deal, right?
Yeah, for sure.
It's a big deal. So,
well, tell her congratulations.
I will. So,
that I'm happy for.
That just means that I get one day.
And tell her that she's in my thoughts.
I get one day.
I said she's in my thoughts.
Until you went and did that.
I just said she's in my thoughts.
No, and then you went.
I winked, like.
You went and you did anything with your mother. So, one day.
Yeah, tell her, I'm happy for her. She's in my thoughts.
I think she's earned a day of not having to worry about whether. Plus, she could be in the hospital right now. They push her into a room to recover and, like, oh, do you want us to put something on? She's like, well, my son's on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think he's on the rock station. Could you turn that on?
Mm-hmm. She doesn't need
to hear that.
She's in my thoughts.
Yeah. Mine too. So, yeah. Very good. Very good. How's your mom?
She's good, I guess. You probably talk to her more than I do.
Probably, yeah. She's a heavy texter, but I like that about her. I do. That was texting. There was a time when texting was something young people did, and then your parents, just like the social media, and then your parents forgot to do it. And then some really take off with it, and your mom is one of those. Lots of stickers, lots of emojis. A lot of times when she sends the stickers, I think, you probably could have sent an emoji or nothing at all, but I think she just likes the stickers, or maybe she has a hard time. Maybe I think
she
she's looking for gifts.
Yeah.
I think she's looking for gifts sometimes, and she ends up sending the stickers.
I think she's just mixing it up, trying to keep you, guessing.
Well, there are definitely times she goes, "How'd you do that?" I'm like, "Oh, I shouldn't have even sent it because now I gotta explain this whole thing to her." But she's good. She's plenty good at
more
this.
More pictures of your wiener, and you have to explain to her how you did it.
Well, animated. how do you get it to move like that? I'm like, it's a whole thing. I just I don't know how to explain it. It's like asking someone, what does it feel like to breathe? I don't know. So, how do you do that? What muscle is it? I don't know. It's just there, right?
Yeah, well, it's impressive nonetheless.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand why it's impressive to the ladies.
Yeah.
And to your mother. But,
well, of course. She's never seen anything like that before.
She impresses me, too. Those yoga pants are, when you see them for sale on the dummy, you don't necessarily think a woman of her age, and then when you see her, you're like, wow,
she should be
the model for him.
Yeah.
You can tell she works out.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's doing good. So, Cohen, how about your mom? Oh, she's good? Yeah? Everything's good with her?
She's having surgery tomorrow.
Oh!
What kind of surgery?
This, like, shoulder surgery.
Boob job. That's what that code is code for. She's having... He already told me that there was...
What's wrong with her shoulder?
She got her other one replaced, like, a couple of years ago. Now she's doing... The other one.
One was a little bigger than the other.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was from this.
No.
Well, okay. That's the, carpal tunnel or whatever separation. There's not much they can do for that. Just keep doing what you're doing, Mom. Just keep doing what you're doing.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
What's going on, big dog?
Nothing. Big dog. You sound like Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, big dog. I guess I don't know how to do his voice.
You know how to do Kermit.
I'm here.
Oh, yeah, here. People say he sounds like Kermit, right.
Hello, Kermit the Frog here.
That is a good Mahomes.
Hello, Patrick Mahomes here. Hey, big dog. Hey, good game, big dog. Way to go, dog. Hey, good game, big dog.
Way to go, dog. Nailed it.
Way to go, dog. Good game, dog.
Now, add a little gravel to it.
But good game, dog.
You gotta say, like, boom. Yeah, we're not done yet. We got one game left.
We're not done yet. We got one game left.
I think I overdid it there.
Yeah, a little bit over.
Good game, dog. Hey, you. Yeah, good game, dog.
I'll have to work on that. I've never.
That's pretty good.
Never really attempted it. But I did watch that. What was that? Was it just called Quarterback? What was the documentary that Netflix did?
Quarterback.
And watching him, he says dog a lot. He calls people dog a lot, and he just has that. He does kind of have a kink. It doesn't bother me at all. He sounds exactly like basically everybody I am friends with and grew up with. It's just, it's you know, he's this guy who's worth $1 trillion and some calling him the greatest football player of all time. And you're watching him, and you're like, this guy talks and acts like my friends. You know what I mean? Just seems like a totally normal guy, except he built this giant castle.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Law of supply and demand, dog.
Yeah, that's right, dog. That's right. You think a guy like him...
I saw a thing yesterday. It was a stat. Just baseball. But you're talking about how much money he made. Juan Soto's contract with the Yankees. Right?
Okay.
What he's making with the Yankees, his new contract, are the Mets, whoever he signed with.
The Mets.
Doesn't matter, right?
He signed with the Mets.
But whoever he signed his new contract with, he was with the Yankees last year. The new one now is more than Tom Brady and LeBron James made in their career.
Well, it's crazy,
in their career.
Crazy how much, how quickly and how much those numbers have skyrocketed.
Right.
Brady is a great example.
Right.
But if you go back and look at his early contracts.
But still, in their career.
In their careers. I mean, that is totally crazy.
But combined.
It's like every year
that's
now.
That's them combined.
I get it.
That's
it's unreal. Insane. It's insane. But you look at every year now, you've got a, and I know baseball pays more, but you got a quarterback who sets a new record. Someone is getting the biggest deal. Stafford got the biggest deal, and then it's every year somebody gets the biggest deal. And you
How
think
does baseball pay more when it's objectively like a much smaller sport?
More games.
Okay,
so I mean that's part of it.
So more revenue streams.
More revenue streams are coming in.
Yeah.
So it's always been confusing.
You think like 80,000 people at this game, but there's 16 of them.
Yeah, but think about it. If you had
Ohtani's was ridiculous,
right? But say if you have 8 home games. And say at 60,000 people each, that's 240,000 people. If you have 80 games at 20,000 people, 30,000 people, right?
Okay.
The money starts to even out a little bit. And then, of course, you know, you have teams like, you know, the Yankees who are putting in more people than that.
And they have, like, no cap,
they have
right?
their own TV deal. So now, right?
Not to mention the Yankees.
No cap in baseball?
And baseball does not have a salary cap.
Okay.
And the Yankees. I don't know if you call it intellectual property, whatever. Their trademarks, that logo, is
all of it.
So valuable. It's worn globally.
Right.
Even if people don't really know what baseball is, it's a universally recognized symbol. You see it everywhere you go.
Baseball hats, like all the merch.
That helps pay for some stuff. Now, as far as a team like the Royals, how does that work? Well, that's the big debate, right, about football and baseball. Should there be salary caps?
Should there I don't think there should be a salary cap. We don't have to get into it. It's way too small. I don't think there should be a salary cap. There should be a salary minimum. If you're going to own a baseball team, then you at least have to have $90 million on the books to pay players.
Okay.
You can't be saying, like, oh, it's a rebuilding year. We're only going to pay them $30 No. If you're going to own it, you got to put in this minimum amount. Now, the NFL does that. The NFL says you got a cap and a minimum. I think if Shohei's can pitch and throw,
I'm pretty
then
sure
pay him whatever he's worth.
They gave him more money than is printed than we have in this world.
Hey, like actual cash? If he needed to get cash, let's get all the cash out of the banks.
They couldn't do it.
No, you're right. There would
it's
be another
just
great
all
depression.
They need to do. I don't love, and maybe it's my Detroit showing up in my pro-union, pro-worker, but I don't want anybody telling Juan Soto, this is all you can make. I don't like that at all. If he's worth, if the Mets are willing to pay him whatever they're willing to pay him, then he should be able to make it.
Oh, for sure.
But in order to keep baseball, and I don't really believe that. I mean, you know, that the salary cap. But everybody can argue about it, but at least a floor. You got to pay whatever that floor is. You know, you want to play baseball this season, you got to pay $90 million in salaries. That's it.
Okay, I'll play devil's advocate. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I don't agree with you. I'll just play devil's advocate because, let's take a team like the Marlins, who for a long time their strategy was to, we're going to save a bunch of money for this many years, we'll spend nothing, and then after X number of years, we're going to spend a bunch of money and try and win a pennant. That wouldn't be an option, basically, anymore.
Right.
And is that
I'm not
going to
just let you tank four seasons in a row.
Yeah.
Because you're going to then pay free agents in the fifth year, if you do. Like, I'm not...
I don't know. You'd have to go back and look. I don't know how long that was their strategy.
What's the rationale? Like, just for the fans? Like, you want it to be...
Competitive for the fans.
Okay, yeah, because there's always been a debate about baseball. We had so many walkouts here over the years, like when the Yankees came to town.
And the owners aren't allowed to say that anymore, because I don't think it's real. I don't think the owners could spend that money. The owners have money to spend. They just don't want to. So they'll say, like, oh, we're a small market team. We can't compete. Well, now, okay, you should be able to, because at $90 million, that's a competitive, you know, whatever number they throw out there.
Does MLB do a type of profit sharing with the...
Well, they have to pay money back in, and everybody gets some of it.
Okay.
So, like, if the Yankees make a certain amount of money, they kick it back in.
But, I mean, that money with the NFL comes from TV deals. I don't know what TV deals are worth in baseball.
Well, most of them. I mean, there are, like, the Sunday Night Baseball, so most of them are local.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it yourself. So, a team like New York, they're getting big money for the Yankees.
Right. I'm saying, like, for the NFL, they get all this money from the networks because they want to carry these games, and then that money goes back to owners. Some of it goes back to those owners, and it's part of how the NFL generates a lot of revenue. I didn't know how that works with baseball. I mean, because you could say, yeah, in baseball, they play more games, so they should make more money. But you could also say, well, you know, yeah, well, I work 7 days a week, and I don't make that much money. So is it...
Yeah, well, I don't like that argument.
No, I think that people confuse it. It's that, no, you're looking at that stadium and going, okay, there's X number of people here, but you got to remember that they're doing it almost every day.
Yeah, right.
So, yes, you may see 75,000 people at the NFL stadium that weekend, but... The MLB is spreading out those ticket sales over a lot more games. And then on top of that, you have the merchandise. I wonder what the single biggest source of revenue is, if it is ticket sales for baseball.
Oh, I would think merch, but...
You think selling merch?
I would think, but I don't know that to be true.
Like, for the Yankees, I would assume that their merchandise is worth more than their actual ticket sales. Just if I had to guess, and it's a
but
guess.
But then you're talking about those Yankee games are full. You know, we're kind of looking through it through a... lens of Royals games, where you can go sometimes there's 10,000 people out there. You know, that's not every stadium. Boston's packed. New York's packed.
I'm trying to consider that. I'm just
now you're like, all right, well, where'd they get all the money? Well, they're having 82 games, and they're putting 40, 50,000 people in the stadium, all 82 of those games, plus playoff games.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's, I don't know. I'm sure, you know what? Sokin always says there's no way to know. I'll bet in this instance there probably is a way to know. I'll bet we could probably
look that up.
I think the single biggest source of revenue is for baseball, but you know, I'm losing interest. Although, well, you know what I do find interesting is when cities have a football team and a baseball team, and they say this city is a baseball town or this city is a football town. You know, and I always wonder, how does that happen? I mean, it's I can make a educated guess that has something to do with the history of the team and them being really good at some point in their history, and that was passed down to, you know, that love of that team was passed down to those kids and to those grandkids, and so it just stays a baseball town. But people talk about baseball struggling and all these changes that baseball, and baseball does make changes. They introduced new rules last season trying to make the game go faster. So you hear those complaints.
TV's
still the number one way, huh?
Baseball's single biggest source of revenue is media rights, particularly television and streaming. National TV contracts with networks ESPN, Fox, and TBS, along with local broadcasting rights that teams negotiate individually, bring in billions of dollars. For example, MLB's national media deals alone, so this is just their national ones, not what the guys do locally, that's over $1.8 billion per year.
Well, that's amazing, because I can't watch the games.
Right.
I mean, I've heard there's a way, if I sign up for something.
The Yankees and the Dodgers both have hundreds of millions of dollars on top of that with their local broadcaster.
I don't doubt it. Yeah. I mean, I'm all for making baseball competitive, and I understand the grievances of these teams dominate, they're always good.
Right.
But I do think someone could make that devil's advocate argument if there was any truth to it, like the Marlins, if that had been their strategy for a long time, and they said, hey, for a market our size, we actually ended up in the playoffs, more often than other teams our size, because of the strategy where we tanked for 2 or 3 years. And then, so, you know, and I'm not saying it. I don't know that that's actually how it worked out. I know that that was a, actually, I don't even know that was strategy. That's just what everyone always said. That was their strategy.
For sure.
You could tell me, like, that's just a rumor, and okay.
But just think if they pay the players.
Yeah.
I mean, if they played their players, the people who played on the Marlins, like, if you go back and look at it, it's like, I don't even, you know, but it's Miguel Cabrera and Stanton and Pudge. I mean, the list, Yelich, like, the list of players that came up through the Marlins is staggering, you know, but they didn't want to pay them.
Yeah, Royals fans have seen that a few times over the years, too. You see those guys come and go, and it does feel like that has changed, though. That's not just a perception, right, that something has changed, and I know ownership has changed more than once, but it does feel like the culture of the Royals has changed a lot since I was a kid.
Well, it feels like they're getting players.
It feels like they want to win as opposed to just, you know, let's not get too crazy.
Right.
We'll make sure we got a ballpark for you
guys.
There's
probably a lot that goes into it. They want a stadium.
Right. Now they want a stadium.
You know, so they want to win.
True.
Bring in crowds.
But even 10, you know, however many years it's been now, 10 years ago, that was, and you could just say, well, that was lightning in a bottle, and maybe it was. But it does feel like there's a culture here. It also feels like that, those seasons 10, 11 years ago, created a lot of baseball fans in this town and helped it to become, I'm not saying this city will ever be a baseball town over football. It'll always be a football town. But it did help us become more of a baseball town.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Winning brings it people helps. Like to root for winners.
It helps.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
We're going to do the news coming up here. I mean, there's some big news today.
There
was a plane crash today. But we were talking
today?
About...
it was yesterday. Was
well, last night, yeah. Okay. We were talking about salaries in sports and how quickly they go up. I was trying to figure out, like, who the highest paid... It seemed, maybe I'm just not good at internet, because it seems like this should be easier to do. But I wanted to see, like, you know, every time the record was broken for, oh, this is the biggest contract, throughout the years in the NFL. I found a lot of stuff like, here's what the average player made in this decade or whatever. But it is still pretty eye-opening to just look, if you look at a relatively short amount of time and go, here's each person breaking the record, and I know because I'm old enough that this wasn't that long ago. So you go, Trent Williams made $140.6 million. Von Miller made $144.5 million. Kirk Cousins, $161.7 million. Right? These are just some of the highest paid players. And this was written, I think, maybe in 2023. Alex Smith, $189 million. Right? Big numbers, but also we're talking about, you know, Alex Smith. I think when I saw Stafford's, maybe his, when he broke the record, was 160 or something. I don't remember.
Okay.
But anyhow, I said, so just for and giggles, what was Joe Montana's biggest contract? Because, you know, who's one of the greatest?
Right.
Okay, Joe Montana, what was his biggest contract? And the results are in. What was it, Snowcone?
It was a 4-year, $13
million. $13 million deal with the San Francisco 49ers, and then he got a $10 million deal with the Kansas City Chiefs for 3 years. Think about that. Joe Montana, a $13 million deal and a $10 million deal. Those were his biggest contracts, with the $13 million obviously being the single biggest. And now we've moved on to, like, Kyler Murray or whatever, making $200, whatever it is.
Dak Prescott,
right, at the time that Dak signed, didn't he break the record?
I think he did.
I think when Dak signed at the time, it was...
Well, I just looked it up just to kind of see, like, okay, and Dan Marino played 17 years, and his total contract earnings were $51
million. Yeah.
$51 million over 17 years.
Yeah.
That's not, I mean, I think some guys get paid more than a game.
That ain't much.
Yeah.
I mean, Mahomes is $450 million, according to this thing I'm looking at. Joe Burrow, $275 million.
Dak Prescott got $240 for 4 years, which includes $231 guaranteed.
I think he's on here. Justin Herbert, $262. Lamar Jackson, $260. Josh Allen, $258. Jalen Hurts, $255. Russell Wilson, $242. Kyler Murray, there he is, $230. Deshaun Watson, $230 million. I've looked at some of these lists now. There's Dak, $160 million. That was good through 2024, whenever he signed that. $160 million, think about that. That's how much that has jumped in just that short amount of time. So
yeah, Dak Prescott gets $3.5 million a game.
He's not very good.
To miss the playoffs.
I mean, he's not the worst quarterback, but he's not very good.
Yeah, you know, locked into that for a while.
Certainly not that. Certainly not that, you know, excels when it matters.
But the thing is, like, that's what, I mean, I remember arguing with Nick Wright when Stafford broke the record with the Lions. And he was like, they can't pay him that much. I'm like, they
have to.
You have to. If you have a good quarterback, a better-than-average quarterback, a great quarterback, no, maybe he's not Mahomes, maybe he's not Allen, but if you don't pay him, then he's going to go somewhere else.
Someone will pay
him.
And
then you're going to have to draft somebody. And
that's how Alex Smith ends up on this
better often than not, that person's not going to be very good. Most quarterbacks drafted don't work out. Okay. But if you do happen to get the one that is really good, then in 4 years, you're going to pay him more than what you paid Stafford.
Yeah.
So you're kind of stuck. Like, what are you going to do if you're the Cowboys? You don't pay Dak, he leaves, and then what? You go through, like, the Bears and 4 or 5 quarterbacks that don't work out, and then finally you draft him. Well, at that point, you're going to have to pay him more than what you paid Dak. So pay the man.
Yeah. Jim Kelly, $2.2 million.
A year?
I'm looking at this sport track thing, and it's breaking it down. It says Joe Montana, $4.1 million. Which I'm guessing this would be, it would have to be for a year based on what Snowcone has told me about those two contracts. It says, as a 49er. So I'm just looking through each one of these guys to try and figure out if this is per season, which I'm assuming it is, whatever year this was. Because Dan Marino's on here at $1.8 million. Randall Cunningham, one of my faves and yours too, $1.8 million. Jim Kelly, $2.2 million. It's just interesting because you said Dak makes $3.7 million per game. I'm positive they're not talking about per game here. And I'm also positive that Jim Kelly was a better quarterback. And Boomer Esiason. And Randall Cunningham. And obviously Dan Marino. All right, we're going
to
do the news.
Juan Soto makes $315,000 a year to play a baseball game.
Yeah.
Or a game.
I knew what you meant. A game.
Yeah.
It's a long game.
$315,000.
Yeah. Because if they don't pay him, someone else
will. He plays 162 games a year.
Yep.
That's pretty awesome.
It's pretty sweet.
And he's going to get that for 15 years, guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. And Mahomes, he got drafted by the...
$765 million
Tigers,
he
right?
got, man.
Mahomes could have played baseball.
He could have. There's so much money in baseball.
But, you know, I don't know. The odds that he would have made as much money as he does in the NFL, the odds that he would become who he's become in the NFL, obviously like a trillion to one.
Oh, right? So but this year, if Juan Soto plays because of the upfront bonus money, he'll get $2 million a game.
Wow.
And then it'll go to $318,000 next year.
All those games. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.